Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Podcasts from prior shows are also available online. Today is June 28, 2017. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 21,454, the NASDAQ at 6,234, and the S&P at 2,440. Our topic tonight, spending over the summer, vacations, and other ways to lose track. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening, and we'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments, and while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I will do my best to answer them. The number this evening is 610-758-8810, and email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. I also want to mention, I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past, I am also writing a weekly column for the Morning Call now as well, and if you're interested in any articles or topics there, you can search the website for those, themorningcall.com, and search Lori Siebert and find financial-related topics each week, usually in the digital version and occasionally in the paper version on Sunday when they rotate with four other columnists that we have. So we're happy to be doing that as well. So I am talking tonight about spending over the summer. Typically when we talk about that, we're thinking about vacations. I'm going to throw in a smattering of other ways that we spend that we may not, have budgeted and we kind of lose track. It's kind of easy to lose track when we're spending time with family and friends and enjoying nice weather. So I'll talk about that a little bit with more concentration on summer vacations and travel. So I've tapped a number of resources for the show tonight, and I'll be referring to them as we go along. Of course, if you have questions that are off topic, you're welcome to call and ask those questions as well. I just try to do kind of, less financial related topics when we're in the summer months and nice weather. And I thought, well, vacation, that's something to talk about at this time of year, coming up on the July 4th week coming up. So summer vacations are always, well-deserved and a nice respite from the work and school grind. What many people may not consider, though, is the change in their habits, which could also get us out of sync on our spending. So this can come in two ways over the summer. Again, family vacations or, vacations you're doing on your own, but also entertainment. So there was a recent article by Julie Hall on AAA, which I don't know if it's a normal column they have or their website, but it was called AAA Newsroom. And it indicated that 70% of family travelers are planning to take one or two vacations, and 28% will take three or more vacations this year. 79% of vacations are road trips. I'm big on road trips. I like road trips. I love driving. It's easier for me than flying. I have to really get my brain around flying, but road trips are always fun. I feel like you have a little bit more control over them. But so 79% of the vacations are road trips, with 51% of those to include national parks and 40% to theme parks. So, just in that kind of statistic, when you're or those kinds of numbers, when we're talking about vacations, quite often the national parks, you know, are free. You might be paying for refreshments or memorabilia and things like that, but it might not be as expensive to visit national parks as it might be to visit theme parks. So you want to keep that in mind. And the theme parks, you know, usually you're talking expensive admission, expensive refreshments while you're there. So that could be something you want to keep in mind if you are planning on a road trip. Might there be any national parks in your area? I think there are a lot more national parks than we think. And, you know, look it up. I know, I think it was Ken Burns just had a whole huge special within the last couple of years on national parks. I think it was the 100th anniversary or something of national parks recently. So, of the national park group or I don't, whatever the government name for it was. So lots of good information out there. Well, we have a call on line one. We have Michael in Bethlehem. Michael, hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Michael. How are you? I can hear you now.
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm planning a trip. I have two teenage boys, and it's probably the last major road trip because of their age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to, we're going to go all the way around the country and wind up in Oregon for the solar eclipse.
Nice.
And there's like, you know, I want to hit calls like Caverns and Chaco Canyon and Mesa Verde and the Grand Canyon and stuff like that. But how do you keep track of your money? I mean, like, how do you plan for that? Like, I usually just go and, you know, spend as I need to. Is there, well, there is something I'm missing. What is it?
Well, first of all, so you've already planned it. Do you have all your hotels or the campground or any of that already planned?
No, I'm planning, like, I'm working on that as I go and, like, planning distances and try to judge times. And, like, I'd like to, we have a tent and all that. We'd like to camp when we can, but I realize there's only times when, you know, that's not, like, if it's really pouring rain, you're not going to go set up a tent.
Right.
So that's why the money thing, I'm wondering about how do I sell this to my wife?
Well, when are you planning on going?
We can't leave until August 6th. And then there's the solar eclipse of the 21st. So it's going to be tight also.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and gas prices are lower than they've been. So that's the one thing you have going for you, lower gas prices. I would say you have a good month to start saving, put a little bit money aside. I would have the boys do some extra chores to put some money aside. But as far as plotting it out, I think you need to do that sooner and later. And that is one of the things I was going to mention tonight, that a lot of times if you wait till the last minute, you've lost the opportunity and the window for saving if you end up having to stay in a hotel. But there are some websites. If you ended up having to go into a hotel, if I can catch this quickly, I think it was, let me see if I can catch it. I'm trying to find this for you because it was at the end of my references. This was pretty cool. I think it was called, oh golly. I'm not sure.
Sorry, I'm looking for a piece of paper too. So
okay, it was. There's all kinds of websites. Kiplinger did a article. It was called 31 Best Travel Sites to Save You Money, and it said find the best deals online for plane tickets, hotel rooms, vacation packages, car rentals, domestic or abroad. And there is a website for folks. Hotel Tonight. It's called HotelTonight.com, and it's an app. An application on your phone, an app that also lets you use users book hotels at low last minute rates. So let's pretend you think you're going to go camping, but the weather turns bad. You might be able to find something on this Hotel Tonight. My only issue and concern would be for you, Michael, is if you're going out into the wilderness, there may not be any hotels around.
Right.
So yeah. Make sure that you have some kind of, you know, proper gear if you're going to be camping, that if it rains, you know. Are you a frequent camper? Do you know how to do this?
Oh, yeah, I've camped all my life, but like we haven't been camping a lot lately, so we bought a new tent. But I'm also thinking about rearranging the van, so like on a worst-case scenario, we could actually stay inside it. Like we don't have a RV or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. But you got to be in front of a lot of this stuff, because the other thing is, if you plan on going on campgrounds, sometimes the campgrounds are full as well. So you might want to check that out if there's a capacity issue with any of the campgrounds that you might be going to. But this hotel, whatever I just said, hotel.
HotelTonight.com.
HotelTonight.com might be an option for you, but I think it's important to map that out. I think you can, the other thing I was going to mention too is if you have that budget, you want to see, do the national parks cost anything? You might have to do a little bit of homework. I don't think they do. They take donations, but I think the national parks are free. But you're going to want to find out about the gas, the lodging, the food. I, frankly, can I tell you, for years, my kids, we packed paper plates, napkins, paper cups. We would take a big, huge jar of peanut butter and a big, huge jar of jelly. And we would do peanut butter and jelly quite a bit. And that would get us through a lot of meals. But I would say you do want to budget it ahead of time. But if you're doing mostly camping, you know, set up a budget. Set up a budget.
Right. And then the first one you mentioned, was it Kiplinger, K-I-P-P?
Kiplinger.com. If you Google Kiplinger.com and type in 31 best travel sites, the article is going to come right up. It's mostly it's about airfare, but it does have information on hotels and also like Airbnb, things like that.
Right. Yeah, because we have to leave my wife in Boulder. She's going to fly home early because she starts teaching again on the day of the summer, the solar eclipse.
So that's important as well. You want to make sure that you book the flight ahead of time and get a deal on that as well. And there's websites all in that article that will talk about that as well.
Great.
All right? Okay, Michael, good luck. Have a good time. Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. Michael just called and was asking about a cross-country trip with his two teenage sons. And Michael, I want to give you some more information. You want to come up with some kind of a budget. Yes, I understand. And you were kind of saying, how do I know that? Well, if you know how many miles you're driving at some average, you know, price per gallon of gas, number one, you have your gas budget. Number two, you need to know how many nights you're going, and plan for how many nights maybe at campgrounds, how many nights might be hotels. And for the hotels, if you could see, you know, average, let's say $80 a night, and there will be nights where you could probably get a $40 or $50 a night room, and there might be times where you're forced into a $100 a night room. So back into that a little bit. Then food and other kind of essentials that you may need for rain gear or, you know, certain repairs, or someone forgot some hiking boots or something like that. So you want to put a little padding in there. But also what I had found, what I wanted to share with the listeners tonight, was driving tips. So if you're driving across the country, there was another website that had some great tips to stay safe during your summer vacation. And I think that it's important for you to pay attention to these as well. So this was from a website called State Line Insurance and Financial Services. It's a insurance, you know, provider out of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. So when I'm researching for the show, I just look for these great ideas and pick and choose what I decide to use. But these driving tips I thought were really, really smart. And in the end, hopefully, will help you save money because you're going to be more careful in your traveling. And what they talk about high level first, and then I'll get into the details of why this is important. Driving tips, check your tires, pack light, allergies, consider allergies, I'll tell you why, glare and heat, summer storms, and auto insurance. So going into more detail into those categories, check your tires. The article says, well-maintained tires can give your vehicle better handling and greater fuel economy. So you can save some money there by making sure you have well-maintained tires and also that they don't blow out. So you want to help prevent avoidable crashes and breakdowns. Check the tread on your tires before you start on your trip and replace them if needed. Keep tire pressure at the level recommended by the manufacturer for optimum fuel efficiency and greater safety. So you want to make sure, you know, you have a tire pressure gauge or maybe a pump or a spare tire, that kind of thing, before you head out on your trip as well. So check those tires. Pack light. Why is this important? Don't exceed payload capacity of your car. Who would have thought? Also, pack your vehicle in a way that does not obstruct your view through any window. Michael, one thing I'll mention is sometimes you can get these, you know, the blow up mattresses even that are very thin to pack, but in a pinch you could blow it up for your tent or blow it up in the back of the van if you have to. Manage summer allergies. I thought this was interesting because I've actually run into some issues myself as I've gotten older here and seem to be more affected by what's going on in the environment. Many people suffer from allergies, particularly in the summer months. Allergy symptoms such as watery eyes, sneezing, congestion, and exhaustion are dangerous when you're driving. So manage allergy symptoms during your summer road trip, but make sure your allergy medication does not cause drowsiness, as many over-the-counter allergy meds do. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about an allergy medication that will not impair your energy or alertness. So if you, the kids, or your wife have allergies, you want to make sure that you have taken the proper medicine and that you also stay hydrated. I know a lot of people don't drink in the car, water or whatever, because they think, oh, they don't want to have to be stopping all the time for restroom breaks. But you have to make sure you maintain your hydration for alertness and things like that. I also suggest to folks, make sure you carry a first aid kit as well. So sometimes in the drugstore, you can buy a reasonably priced first aid kit. It comes in very handy. I've used them for years and years with three children and have had them in the car. I've given them to the kids when they go to college. So make sure you also have an emergency medical kit as well. Handle the glare and heat. The article continues, glare can interfere with your view of the road and the summer can cause dehydration on a long road trip. Wear sunglasses and use a sunshield to keep the interior temperature down while your car is parked. Never leave a child or pet in the car unattended and always travel with plenty of water to stay hydrated. So you want to make sure you do that as well. Use caution in summer storms. Summer showers are a frequent occurrence in many areas of the USA. It is important to be alert when roads become very slippery in the first few minutes of rainfall, when water will mix with accumulated oil and dirt. It takes approximately half an hour of steady rain for the dirt and oil to wash off the road. I just drove out to Michigan last weekend, and we ran into a few summer storms as well. It comes fast, hard, and you know, usually can pass just as quickly as well, but you have to be ready for that and make sure that you are alert again and safe on your travels. Part of this is going back to saving money because you don't want to have any accidents. And sometimes if you make sure you get plenty of sleep and you're taking, you know, if you have allergies, taking your medicine, you can, you know, maybe get your trip done, get as many hours as you can in a day, and that might save you from having to stay over an extra place as well. There's more tips yet to come on summer vacations, ways to save money on your travel, and I'll give you some more ideas and websites to tap. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We are talking about summer vacations or spending over the summer, ways to lose track of what you're spending. Ashley, who was just on earlier, said even just the cost of ice cream. You start getting ice cream every night and you get in a habit of that, and all of a sudden it's like that cup of cappuccino you get every day or that cup of coffee. It can start to add up. So those are little ways that we start to lose track. But you know, we're having a good time, we're spending time with friends, we're out longer at night, enjoying the daylight, and it leads us to sometimes spend a little bit more. I want to finish up my travel tips on car trips and what we had gone through were driving tips, again, from Stateline Insurance and Financial Services, who had a great article, and they talked about checking your tires, packing light, watch out for allergies, make sure you have sunglasses for the glare and visors for the heat and plenty of water in the car. Be careful of summer storms that can come on quick and cause slippery roads. And most importantly, of course, is to have auto insurance and make sure you have all your coverage and, proper deductibles and things like that. Also check your, your inspections and emissions. My husband and I both just kind of missed it on our cars and it was like, we have to get them in. So you kind of want to make sure you're checking that and keeping your car up to date when you get your car inspected, just a regular inspection, general upkeep, that kind of thing. All right, so make sure you check all that before you go on a trip, on your road trip, and safe travels to everyone for that. What else can we do? So we were talking about road trips, people spending money on vacations, and I think it's important if you can control the cost by planning ahead. And that's what Michael, who called earlier, was even trying to do before he takes this big cross-country road trip. An article on a website called thesimpledollar.com, thesimpledollar.com by Holly Johnson on April 19, 2017, called 25 Ways to Save on Summer Travel, offered the following tips. And it's not all 25, it's just some of the tips. Visit destinations within driving distance. So that's one way to save money on summer travel. I have to tell you, one year, my kids, gosh, who knows, it probably was in 2008 when the market was down and nobody was traveling. We all decided to come up with things we wanted to do for the summer, and we made lists of activities to do in the area. It was one of the best summers we ever had. It was so much fun. And I'll tell you about that in just a sec. I want to give the phone number one more time, 610-758-8810. If you have questions, it doesn't have to be about, you know, summer travel or spending or ways you're spending too much. It could be about IRAs, whatever you have. Phone number 610-758-8810. And you can talk live on air with me, or if you're more comfortable not talking live on air, you can give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio to me. Okay, 610-758-8810. So visit destinations within driving distance. One year, my husband and the kids and I, we made this list, and it was great. We did D.C. So I wanted to go to D.C. So we drove down to D.C. It was about 3.5 hours. It was great. Spent the day running around doing fun things. And most everything there was, you know, free other than kind of eating out here and there. But, you know, you can we went to a couple cafeteria style kind of places. It was quite cool. We did the drive-in movie, over in Schenkweiler's. That was pretty cool. I can't remember all the other things we did, but we there were just all local attractions that we wanted to do. I think we went to Rodale Farm out in Maxatawny area, I think is what it's called. It was just great, and we had so much fun, and we all had our list, and we checked them off and checked them off, and we were doing something every week, and it was just great family time, and didn't cost too much, and it was just wonderful because we were spending time together instead of spending our time being entertained by, you know, somebody else or a movie or a ride. We were entertaining each other with visiting and exploring, and it was just wonderful. So that's something to do. So visit destinations within driving distance. Share a rental with friends or family, and that usually can work out pretty well for a lot of people. My husband's family has rented a house on Lake Michigan every year for decades, and it all works out very well. We overlap a weekend with them, and family kind of spills into the week that we take as well, and it's just wonderful. We love it. So share a rental with friends or family. And websites like VRBO, HomeAway, Airbnb feature vacation homes and rental condos that sleep a lot more people than a hotel room. They feature kitchens as well, so meals can be cooked rather than eating out at a restaurant. So that's another way to save money by having a kitchen right there in your house if you rent a house. We had friends who had done that when my daughter was finishing up volleyball season. A whole family rented a house. That's where we had the end of year volleyball party, and it was just fabulous. You can also stay with family or friends. I know my door's always open for family and friends, and so you find the right family member to stay with, but staying with family or friends is a great way to save money. I recently went up to Maine, York, Maine. It was absolutely fabulous and gorgeous and beautiful right there on the ocean. And my brother and I did that. And a couple nights we stayed in a very nice hotel right on the water because I just wanted to be on the water. It was lovely. And then we spent two nights with a friend. So it kind of evened out the cost of our little getaway. Another way to save money, redeem airline miles or hotel points. Don't forget about those. A lot of people forget about them. And if, you know, an airline changes, you may not get as many benefits as you might have had with the original airline that you had. So redeem airline miles or hotel points. Some people have points on their credit cards that they can use either for cash to pay off their balance or can buy airline tickets. So that's kind of handy. Don't forget about those. And if you don't know what I'm talking about and you're someone who's a frequent traveler, maybe you need to look into the perks and benefits of whatever credit card you happen to be using. Also, on this website, thesimpledollar.com, in this article by Holly Johnson, she also mentioned finding a deal on Groupon getaways. Now, I have not used Groupon. I know people who have used Groupon, but they said it's not just for products. It's for sometimes even other services such as travel. So find a deal on Groupon getaways. Check it out. I have not checked it out, but that might be something to look into. Camp. So Michael had mentioned he was going to try to do some camping. If it's not available, you want to make sure that if you are going to choose a campsite to be at and you would be too nervous being out in a storm or bad weather, why don't you pick a campsite that would be near a hotel if needed? And usually you have till 6 o'clock of the evening to cancel a reservation. So it might not hurt to make a reservation. And then as you get closer to your stay and you review the weather, and it looks obvious that the weather is going to be beautiful or hold out, no bad weather, and camping would work for you, then you could cancel the reservation. So you want to make sure that if you are going to do that, you check the policy of the hotel to see what their cancellation policy is. I know at the hotel we were at in Maine, it was a 2-week notice, 2 weeks. So I knew I had to make sure I was going to make that trip. Folks, we're at our halfway point. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
You're listening to WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. 78 degrees right now, Lehigh Valley weather. It's fair. Tonight, expect a low around 57. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with a high near 87. The low Thursday night around 66. And looking ahead to Friday, we see a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 89. And that chance of showers hangs around on Friday night as well. Looking ahead through the weekend to July 4th, we see highs in the upper 80s. So that warm summer weather is back. Stay cool out there. More Your Financial Choices is ahead right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. We are talking about summer spending, ways to lose track of spending, summer vacations, entertainment. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. So I was referring to ways to control cost of your vacation by planning ahead, and these were tips from thesimpledollar.com and an article that Holly Johnson wrote, 25 Ways to Save on Summer Travel. She wrote that on April 19, 2017. She talked about camping, so I already talked about that a little bit, ideas for that. And you want to make sure that the campsites aren't full. I know that some campgrounds will have, like, literally a campsite, but sometimes you can also get cabins. And I think it's the cabins that seem to go first. I know I had checked into this for one in Michigan, and you know, the cabins were taken a year before, it seemed. So you want to make sure if you think you're going to get a cabin, you check that ahead of time. Don't drive in and say, hey, do you have a spot for me? You want to make sure you have that kind of mapped out ahead of time. And if you're not going to make it to the site because of unforeseen circumstances, you always want to check out what kind of penalties or costs you might incur if you don't make it. One of the other tips that she had was to fly on a Tuesday because prices tended to be lower on Tuesdays. I don't know if that's still the case from when she wrote this article, but fly on Tuesday, and they said if not Tuesday, Wednesday. Avoid the weekends, I believe. Avoid Saturday to Sunday kind of travel days. Use a credit card with no foreign transaction fees if you plan to travel overseas. That might be something you might not have thought about. You want to make sure if you are going to travel that you also notify your credit card company. There's usually an 800 number on the back of the credit card. You want to call and let them know where you're going and when you're going for the period so that if you are using your credit card, they don't freeze it or stop payment. My husband and I generally, when we have gone places that are out of our ordinary routine, we let them know. I went to Spain one time. I let them know I had no problems. They called one time with charges that were occurring in Puerto Rico. I don't normally go to Puerto Rico. And they called and said, is this you? And I said, no. And they said, good, because we rejected the charges. So it's a good idea to let your credit card company know if you are traveling, where you're traveling for the period that you're traveling, and if there are going to be foreign transaction fees, you want to know about that ahead of time. And if there's any way to get out of them, either by getting a different credit card or maybe asking your credit card company if they would waive those. If you're a good customer, I don't know, maybe they will. Okay, and I also mentioned avoid traveling on the weekends, avoid holiday weekend travel, because the prices, of course, surge during that time, just as they do, gas prices, hotel prices. I know the hotel I had in Maine on the Thursday night was fine, you know, one price, and Friday night, I think it was a third higher on Friday night because it was the start of the Memorial Day holiday weekend. So I didn't have cost savings for the second night. I had them for the first night. And had I really thought about it or planned ahead, I might have shifted that a couple days. So I wasn't as ahead of schedule as I hoped, but I was within 2 weeks. So even 2 weeks ahead of time isn't always a good enough leeway to plan your trip. You might want to even plan sooner. So Michael, who called earlier, get on that already if you're planning your trip for August 6th. Maybe you need to start with some of those reservations a little sooner. Discount rates on flights, hotels, and attractions. Lots of websites on that, and I'll refer to the article again in just a moment. But you can search for low fares. Some airlines will maybe cheaper, but you also want to look to see if there are nearby airports that might be cheaper. So, for example, when we are on the East Coast, especially those of us who live in the Lehigh Valley, we may have the option of using one of the New York City airports. You could take a bus into New York and go through JFK or LaGuardia. Newark Airport's not that far away, and the Philadelphia Airport's not that far away. And, of course, we have ABE right here in the Lehigh Valley. So you have a number of airports where you can do some cost searching, whether you have a direct flight or a layover, and the cost, some people want a direct flight for convenience. I personally don't like going up and down in planes too often. So if I can get a direct flight, I might be willing to pay for that, but I might not care if I fly out of Philly or Newark. So I might look for the airport that might give me, or the airline that might give me, the lower rate. So you want to check that out when you're searching for low fares. Don't disregard nearby airports. And also on your destination, the same thing. In Michigan, my mother maybe could fly into Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, or South Bend. Three different airports, and the pricing could be very different for those different locations. Also, you might want to check out bundled pricing for the flight, hotel, and rental cars. If you know that you're going to have to stay in a hotel and get a rental car, you might want to check out websites that actually will bundle. I saw, and I didn't write it down where I saw this, but there was some reference that it could save like $500 by bundling the services. And there's websites like Expedia.com, I think, that offer some of those bundled services. I want to mention that website again that talks about the that talks about the best travel sites to save you money, and that is from Kiplinger.com. And so if you just Google Kiplinger.com, best travel sites to save you money, the article will come up. It's several pages. They talk about airfare, and this was what was curious to me. There were some websites I have never heard of before. So we tend to, I think, forget that with technology and innovation and entrepreneurs out there always coming up with new ideas, new websites, that there might be something new out there that would be worth checking out or trying. And here was a website I had never heard of before, and it's called kayak.com, K-A-Y-A-K, kayak.com. And I don't know if they said it's the number one website to check out. It happens to be labeled number one in their article. And they say that it scours hundreds of online sources for the cheapest fare available. The more flexible you are on time and destination, the better your chances of finding a great deal. Search for dates up to 3 days before and after your ideal travel dates or on any weekends in the next year. So there's some kind of explore tool. So that was something, kayak.com. Sometimes what I will do is I will go onto a travel website, search for my flight, see what flights, you know, what airlines look good. And then I sometimes will go directly to the airline site to see if it's a better price than I might have had at that travel website. Other websites they mention, Airfare Watchdog. I'm not going to read about all of these. TheFlightDeal.com. Google Flights. Who knew? I didn't know that. I mean, I Google so many different topics that I'm interested in learning more about. Google Flights. So on google.com/flights/. It said it's great for comparing multiple airfares. And then it also spotlights itineraries with the best combination of price, duration, stops, and more. Blah, blah, blah. Whichbudget.com helps you build an inexpensive overseas flight plan by using local budget airlines. So that's more for the international traveler. But the article also goes on to talk about lodging, hotels.com, Hotel Tonight. I had mentioned that earlier. Priceline. What they refer to on Priceline is you may be able to pick the area of the location where you want to stay in a hotel. And typically you can pick how many star hotel, like a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star hotel, but you won't know the name of the hotel. So that, they think, is one of the drawbacks. I've used Priceline myself in the past, and what I did is I knew the area, and that's the advantage. If you know the area, you can kind of guess what the hotel is. And I used that in New York City, and I did get a 5-star hotel that overlooked the Central Park, and it was absolutely lovely, and I got a very good deal. So sometimes if you know the area, that of course would help. And in today's technology apps, Google searches, a lot of times you can find the area where you're looking and kind of have an idea of hotels, even if you have not been there before, and check them out, use the satellite image and kind of look to see what's in the area to see if something looks good to you. All right. TripAdvisor.com, of course, bedandbreakfast.com, lots and lots of websites. So I think that this article is really good. They also talk about rental cars and other travel information, your rail passes, frequent flyer miles, flight information. So it's a pretty good article. Kiplinger does a good job. And so you can check that out if you're planning a trip. Again, I think it makes such a difference when you're planning ahead. You have more options. Something to keep thinking about and remember as you travel, though, especially for people who travel outside of the country, you want to make sure that you avoid unnecessary medical expenses by making sure that you have adequate coverage during your travel. So there is a website for that as well called travelinsurancereview.net. where you can buy single trip, multi-trip, or long-term major medical coverage. And it could be for U.S. citizens traveling abroad, business travelers, long-term travelers, missionaries. So, you know, it kind of fits the mold for quite a broad spectrum of folks who would need such coverage. Costs vary, but you should make sure that you have coverage, as many people do not understand this when they travel abroad, that your health insurance may not work. And in fact, I think there's a whole website on it, but I think one of them was insurance to like evacuate you from the country. So if you plan on traveling and you may be in areas that you might be prone to discord or exposure to viruses or health issues, bad water, whatever it is, make sure that you have health insurance for your travel abroad. They also, you can also buy trip cancellation insurance. So we want to make sure that we have health insurance, but there might also be trip cancellation insurance. So I'll talk about that when we come back from our last break. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
What kind of beer do you love? IPAs, stouts, wheat beer, Belgian style ales, American amber ales? We've got all of these and more at WDIY's second annual Homebrew Fest. Support WDIY and join us at the Ice House in Bethlehem, Saturday, July 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. Discounted early bird tickets are only available through this weekend. So get your Homebrew Fest tickets today at WDIY.org. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. You know, talking about things to do over the summer, remember I started the show saying how my family, you know, we all picked a few things to do and made a list, and it was so cool to mark off the list of all these little activities we had done. Well, WDIY's Home Brew Fest might be one of those little activities to do. I went last year and it was quite fun. In fact, I think there was a beer that tasted like grapefruit, and it might have been the one that won, you know, that was the fan favorite. So that is something kind of fun and different to do. We have to pay attention to what's going on in our own community. In fact, the last couple weekends, I'm on the west side in Orfield, but the last couple weekends I've had out-of-town guests, and we took them to the Hotel Bethlehem for just to see Bethlehem, walk around, look around the, you know, Moravian kind of area, and sat outside and had macaroni and cheese at the Hotel Bethlehem. Probably the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life. It was so good. Anyway, I'll stop daydreaming about that. But those little fun local trips could be as enjoyable as well. If you're not someone who can get away this summer, plan a few local trips for yourself. It really renews the soul. So we are talking tonight about spending over the summer, vacations, and other ways to lose track. So we don't want you to lose track of your spending. Try to budget for it a little bit, work a little extra, maybe get those kids to work a little bit extra, put something towards the trip, or give up something for a few weeks so that you have the money to do some little side trips. We were talking about health insurance. If you're going to travel overseas, you want to make sure that you have adequate coverage. Don't take that for granted. But also sometimes there are people who plan trips, you know, flights, and then for whatever reason have to cancel the trip. That's a little bit more complicated, and I think for the most part, most people don't even think about trip cancellation insurance, and I frankly probably wouldn't have either, except I had clients who recently mentioned to me that they always buy cancellation insurance because they're traveling with other people, and now you're kind of putting in the mix a number of factors that could impact your trip, and I wouldn't have thought about it, but you can buy some trip cancellation insurance. There was a website, insuremytrip.com. I don't know how much it costs, but what they say here is you'll find basic trip cancellation coverage in every comprehensive policy. They will extend coverage for the cancellation of a trip for specific unforeseen covered reasons. Commonly, travel insurance plans will cover reasons such as the unexpected illness or injury of you and or a traveling companion that deems you unfit to travel by order of a licensed physician. So in my client's case, they actually were fine, but their traveling companions, something medical happened to them, medical emergency, because they couldn't travel, then my clients didn't travel either, and they had the travel insurance that helped cover that cost. It could also cover it for the hospitalization or death of a non-traveling family member, weather or common carrier-related issues, and it said that varies by policy. unforeseen natural disasters at home or the destination, a legal obligation such as being called for jury duty or to appear as a witness in court. The details vary from provider to provider and with each plan. If you do need to cancel, you'll be reimbursed 100% of the prepaid non-refundable trip cost for which you are insured and can provide documentation. All of this coverage is only if the trip is canceled due to a specific unforeseen covered reason. So that was specific. We have a caller on line one. Caroline.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's up?
How long does it take to get a passport?
Oh, golly. I should have thought about thinking that through for the show tonight. I don't know off the top of my head, but for some reason, I think it could be a month.
I think it takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it could be a month. I think that there is a way to expedite a passport, but I know my husband had to do that once, and he had to actually drive down to Philadelphia, if I recall, for expediting it. So, but otherwise, I think Lori is looking it up, and she is saying 6 to 8 weeks, it looks like. But if you choose an expedited service, you can receive a faster processing time, but there's a $60 fee for expedited services. So, thanks, Lori. That was quick. She looked that up. So that's kind of where we are with passports.
Okay, well, but thanks to listening to you, I'm being more proactive, and we're planning ahead for next year.
Very good. Well, I will tell you one other thing, though. I think that some people are surprised, so you want to make sure you look it up. When you go get your passport, I think you do it through the post office, but you have to have a picture, but I believe you also have to take your birth certificate and some other identification, but they actually take those, and then they will eventually mail those back to you with your passport. But don't be surprised if they ask for that extra documentation and actually take it.
Okay,
so that's good
to know, because it's been so long, you know, and things change.
Right. Okay, well, we might need more of those too, Carolyn, because, you know, the Pennsylvania driver's licenses aren't counting for travel. I think there was supposed to be some kind of phase in, but Pennsylvania didn't adopt the new rules for travel. So our licenses aren't going to work as identification. I don't know all the details of that. I'm just doing that, talking about that off the top of my head. So the passport would be required where, you know, even I think sometimes in domestic flights. Mm-hmm. So if you're flying to California and you have to show your driver's license, I'm not sure the Pennsylvania driver's license is even going to be valid for that. So people are going to have to maybe have passports. I'm not sure if Pennsylvania actually got an extension on that. I know they were asking for a phase in, but, you know, it's been, I think, required for years, and Pennsylvania just never did anything. So it's good to get your passport.
Okay.
You don't have to wait on that. Go ahead and get it. So,
all right.
Okay.
I also, if I may quickly say, I have a friend at work who just raves about her camper. She takes her family all up and down the East Coast, and they just have a wonderful time at the different campsites. And I think it's for them. It's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. But once you invest in it, if you use it, it really can save you money, because you're staying right there, and you know, they'll go by lakeside or just travel to different places, and they love it.
Well, yeah, I had clients who actually sold their home and bought some type of camper. I don't know if they call it a fifth wheel, or there's different names, and people who are in the camping community know all the lingo, but they actually live in the camper, and they travel all across the country, and they made their permanent address in South Dakota because there was a place there that caters to families and couples and people who live in their campers and travel all over the country. So you need a permanent address somewhere, and some outfit in South Dakota, you know, latched onto that, and they gather their mail and they bundle it up, and they know the itinerary, and mail it to the camp, the campground where the people have traveled. But yes, it's an investment. Sometimes it's not cheap, you know, but it could save money over time, and a lot of people do enjoy it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we are talking about spending over the summer and how we can lose track of that. So I just want to go into a few things about entertainment expenses, because I think this is one area where in the summer we kind of lose track. It's kind of fun. As I said, people get together and maybe say, oh, let's go out for a drink. Let's go to that outdoor cafe. So I want to talk about entertainment expenses. A report by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in March 2015 called Beyond the Numbers. And it was included in an article written by Ann Foster called Movies, Music, and Sports, U.S. Entertainment Spending. And it was a study for the period of 2008 to 2013. But what they found consistently over this period is that people were spending about 5% of their household income on entertainment. It was somewhere between 4.6% to 5%. And I think they saw a little bit dip, a bit of a dip during the recession, but not a huge dip, but a little bit of a dip during the recession. And also that people with a higher education level tended to spent a little more. So the study concluded that the dollar amount spent on entertainment and its components increased with both household pre-tax income and the highest education level attained by any household member. Spending increased with age up to age 45 to 54 and then declined. So spending increased with age up to 45 to 54 and then declined. But it also picked up again, and I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I recall that it picked up again between 65 and 75, I think. So I think what happens in there is we're paying for college. We're paying for college between 54 and 64, or we're recovering from paying for our kids coming out of college. So that's one reason people are probably shifting their entertainment expenses. They're getting their kids through school. You know, even just spending with things like backyard barbecues, you have, you know, the neighbors over for a beer, maybe you're drinking a little bit more, those costs tend to add up. So keep in mind when you are getting together in the spur of the moment, ways to curb your spending. If you do decide to get together, do potluck, say, hey, everybody bring something. That might be a way to still enjoy being together, but not having the burden of all the entertainment on one person, kind of sharing it and have the entertainment being hanging out with each other. Amusement parks, I've mentioned at the beginning of the show, you have people going in our area, Lehigh Valley, we have amusement park. So I think people tend to buy, you know, maybe those season passes. Is it really a good deal for you? Is it something that you go to regularly? Is it in the end saving you money on your entertainment? Or is it something you do once or twice and never go again? We talk during tax season about hopscotching deductions when we itemize. Well, think about that. You can also hopscotch your costs of entertainment and vacations. So for vacations, maybe don't do one on odd years and do a nice vacation on even years. That way, you know, in the odd year, you're saving up, you're doing the planning, you're preparing, you're getting all the best spots, you know, finding all the logistics, setting up the travel plans. And then maybe in the even year, you take the big trip. So that's something you can do and not to forget about. Or sometimes you might have someone who does one special trip once every 5 years. If you're, you know, going to travel overseas, if you're inclined to do that, that might be a once every 5 or every 10 year trip. You don't have to do it all the time. So hopscotch those kinds of spendings to save money. One other thing I think that people lose track of when we have kids going back to school in the fall, whether it's college kids or our elementary school kids, we're spending money sometimes. Think about that when you're going to garage sales this summer, backpacks and clothes and things like that, sports equipment. Think about that this summer. That's another way to save money before your doing things at the last minute. Folks, the hour went quite quick. I want to thank our callers for calling in. Thank you, listeners. Thanks, Seamus, for sitting in. Thank you, Lori, for taking the calls, and Michael and Carolyn for calling. Next week, making your way to financial freedom, because next week's July 4th, so we're going to say making your way to financial freedom. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music.